the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, this is the radio show that helps you can take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's the Dr. Mike Roizen radio show, and we all try to make you feel better, look better, think better every week. Hope it's working. I know it's working. To reach the show today, you can email us at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs.com. You can listen on iHeartRadio. We've been there now for, could have been a year. I think it's almost a year now that we've done that. And that's just a wealth of information based on your specific needs. You can download an app or go to the web and load up on iHeartRadio.com. And again, udocs@gmail.com. Our affiliates include WFOY AM 1240 in Jacksonville, Florida, at the tip of Florida, north tip of Florida. And let's pick out WTIS in Tampa. So down the road there, about 300 miles, 250, 300 from Jacksonville to Tampa. Anyway, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? I'm trying to find my cheat sheet for Gary's topics. Do you have a mic? What are we going to talk about today?
The order I want to go is why Israel has stopped fluoridating their water, why Canada is banning citronella, and is that rational? Should we be doing it too? City lights, how they're happening to affect animals, and are they affecting us humans? And something weird with the new breed of blueberry pie.
Oh, my favorite blueberry pie. I can't get enough. I can't get enough of that stuff. Does it mean I have to stop eating it?
Well, you'll have to ask Gary.
You're making me wait on all these answers.
I don't think so.
Oh, good. Okay, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. Let's go right through the big medical stories of the week, and this one has to make you smile, CVS and cigarettes.
Right, so CVS announced early on that they were going to do away with cigarette sales. It's about a $2 billion sales piece for them, but they said they were going to do away with it because they were really had to stand for health. Obviously, as cigarette use has fallen in America, they're not going to suffer as big a loss as they would have. And the question is, when will Walgreens and Walmart and Rite Aid follow suit? And my own feeling is maybe I should switch all my purchases and direct everybody I can to go to CVS instead of the other places, because CVS actually stands for health now. But they did it a month early. They banned cigarettes and cigarette sales. They still sell nicotine replacement products, that is Nicorette gum and nicotine patches. They still sell the medicines, that's the anti-craving medicine, bupropion. They still sell pedometers that can help you exercise so you don't feel the cravings as much. So they sell all of those things, and the good news is they aren't selling those things that are addictive, though.
I think as a company, their annual revenue loss will be $2 billion. Company that big, I mean, you know, a company that big, that's not, it's a lot, but it's not a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a substantial amount that they are losing, but they apparently don't make much money on it. So hopefully that's the good news. And hopefully that other people like me will follow suit and say we should direct most of our prescription orders, most of our patients to go there for a healthier choice.
I've always found those CVSs a little more expensive than other places where I get my prescriptions, though. But is it worth it? But I don't smoke, so I guess I'm out of the conversation on that. So for someone who smokes, it's probably worth it to you know, go to CVS and buy what you need there rather than the other pharmacies. How about the other pharmacies? Will they follow in line?
I don't know. It'll be very interesting. There is another story out this week that's kind of the piggyback on it. That is the number of households that don't have That is where people have stopped smoking has increased. What do you think of this? The number of households that are now smoke-free, 43% were in 1990. It's 83% at the last test. That is, don't allow cigarettes at all or smoking at all in the household, 83% 2010 to 2011. More than 90% of homes without a smoker and nearly half of those with one or more adult smoker had smoke-free rules.
Well, we're going the right way, correct?
Now we got to get sugar, meaning added sugar, added syrup, and simple carbohydrate-free rules.
Okay, junk food and moderation, you always hear. Well, everything's okay if it's eaten in moderation. But now they're saying moderation is bad when it comes to junk food. What are they saying?
Right, so this is a very interesting article which looked at junk food and in animals and looked at the brain scans and then replicated it in humans. It turns out junk food lights up a different part of your brain and you become addicted to it, just like you're addicted to cigarettes or addicted to heroin or anything else. That a little of it gets you addicted to it. It changes the way your brain functions. So moderation doesn't work in getting rid of junk food. You've got to get rid of it totally. You can't have, if you will, a junky set of food once a week and be okay because you will get addicted to it.
Okay, next topic is e-cigarettes, another issue here. And they found something in e-cigarettes. What have they found in these things?
Well, this is interesting because they said, well, they're safer because all they put out in their vapor, they don't put any of the organic hydrocarbons from tobacco. And that's absolutely true. They don't. But unfortunately, what they do put out is a toxin that's a cancer-causing agent called cadmium. So they looked at this in a large number of people, and they found out the secondhand smoke of e-cigarettes was actually more toxic than regulars because of the heavy metals. Now, these heavy metals are put out because of the way the e-cigarette, whatever you call it, lighter, whatever, smoker, whatever it is called, is designed. So you could manufacture them much safer than they are now. But currently, you want to stay away from them because they do put out the cadmium, and you want to especially stay away from secondhand smoke, which has both cadmium and nickel in toxic quantities.
Reach Dr. Mike today at the email address of udocs@gmail.com. That's Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. Do you have to train your brain to enjoy healthy foods, or is it automatic?
No, well, this was interesting. This is how do you get away from junky food? And it was this interesting study at Tufts, where they were able to train people to look at healthy foods as giving them a reward, and you can get addicted to having, for example, broccoli or to having healthy food. So they haven't told us much about what they did to do this, but the study comes out and it says, yeah, we can get people addicted to healthy food just like they're addicted to junk food. And maybe that's a very good substitution. So they got people who were on junk food, off of junk food, and addicted to healthy food instead. That is lighting up the pleasure center. So apparently this is a learned addiction.
Okay.
Did I lose you, Joe?
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm trying to find the topic I want to talk about briefly before the break. Our ice maker went out in our refrigerator, and I'm needing to get the bags of ice. Ice coming out of a bag is pretty nasty. Why?
Well, this was a study in fast food restaurants, Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's, done both in Florida and in China, that had up to 9 times, actually it was more than that, of the bacteria in toilet water. So you get the ice from fast food restaurants, not clean. Those ice makers are not cleaned often enough, and apparently they aren't. In fact, Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's both apologized in those regions, but no one's done the study throughout the rest of the country. My guess is it's the same problem, Joe.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royston on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.